It's become one of the big events of the summer, the 50-yard finish, a half marathon, a 5K race, and a kids race that ends on the 50-yard line at Ralph Wilson Stadium. Joining us on the line from Eclipse Multisport is the organizer, Dan Horan. Hello, Dan. Thanks for being on the show with us tonight.
Oh, thank you, John. I'm glad to be on your show. Love your show, and appreciate you having me on.
Thanks a lot for coming on. The 50-yard finish is coming up just 12 days away now, Saturday, June 28th. By my recollection, Dan, this is the third year for this race. Is that correct?
Yes, it is, John. It's our third year, and right now it will be our largest field that we've ever had.
How many have registered already?
We've gone over 1,500, and I think we're closing in on 1,600 probably by the end of the night. So this is wonderful growth for the event, and like you said, 12 days away, so we're hoping the top 2,000.
Yeah, we can get you 100 registrants tonight just from our show. I think we probably have 100 people listening tonight, Dan. Good point.
Oh, hey, Dan. I appreciate it, and I hope one of them is your lovely wife, Mary.
I got to talk to her about that. Hey, Dan, this came about, you stepped in a couple of years ago, right, when the race was planned and then things kind of fell through. This kind of like fell into your lap a couple of years ago, didn't it?
Yeah, in a way, I think the gentleman that I had before was from Indiana, and he fumbled the ball. And I was on vacation with my family. We had heard from afar what was going on. And I reached out to the Convention and Visitors Bureau and was able to get in touch with the Bills. And I just basically said, a race is a race. We can put it together. We've done it before, but we never planned on putting one together with only 6 days to go. But we were able to do it, but it was with so many of the right people getting together. First and foremost, the Bills for trusting us to be able to help to manage an event like this, and then with the Convention and Visitors Bureau and some good local sponsors such as Runner's Roost who helped finance it. It really came together nicely, and it really ended up just being a great community event, because that's what my wife and I wanted from the beginning to the end, just to help fulfill some people who had put a lot of time in the training and traveling to let them just cross the finish line on the 50-yard line in Ralph Wilson Stadium.
Yeah, and your group, Dan Horan is our guest, by the way, of Eclipse Multisport, and you put on triathlons and 5K races, but there's something about this venue that makes this special. And like most good races, this has got to be memorable for any runner to finish at the 50-yard line in Ralph Wilson Stadium, I would think.
Oh, I agree 100%. I mean, to come down that tunnel, and it gives you, there's a little bit of descent in the tunnel, as you know, working with the Bills. And so you pick up momentum, and then you enter the field, and there it is, what everyone has seen for years and years, the product, and you're actually part of the field at that point. And from the end zone, you have a 50-yard sprint, and really, I would say 80% of the people really go into a full sprint are so excited, and they get to the finish line. And last year, we had people dropping to their knees and kissing the 50-yard line, and us being friendly and helpful, but saying, there's folks behind you. So it was a fun problem to have.
Yeah, and all the while, like you allow spectators, family, friends to come into the stadium and cheer them on as well, right?
Yes, and that's what the Bills have really made accessible to the fans, is they've really, when we talk about planning every year, the one variable that they're very forthright about is making it a family event. So they really like having the 5K part of the event, because if a husband or wife plans on training and then another one would say, okay, I'll do the 5K, and then the kids race is really taken on a life of its own. So it really becomes a family friendly event, and working with the Bills organization, that has made it so exciting for us that just families come, and the spectators probably double what the participants are. So it's a really large crowd on the field, and that stadium being so big, it can take it all in.
So it's a half marathon, a 5K, and you mentioned the kids race. Tell me about the kids race, what that's going to look like, Dan.
Well, John, there are over 200 children signed up already. We were actually just preparing for about 150, so we just had to call the company that's producing the medals and ask for more medals to be made. We had to reach out to AdPro Sports that is doing a wonderful job on the shirts. They're making more shirts for the kids' race, because we want every child to have a medal at the finish line. We want every child to have a race shirt, and we want them to all have that great experience of finishing at the 50, because it's a one-mile race for the kids, and they're finishing on the exact same finish line as the adults.
Wow. It is coming up in 12 days, the 50-yard finish on Saturday, June 28th, here at Ralph Wilson Stadium. The race starts here at the stadium, too. Where do you start the race from, Dan?
We'd start the race in front of Ralph Wilson Stadium on Abbott Road.
Okay.
And what one of the things I want to say, John, with all the construction, everyone's hearing all this news, what I'm excited about is the fact that people get to see the progress before the stadium is complete. And so it's going to be an invigorating feeling to run the half marathon, get to see a lot of the stadium before the completion of construction, and then come into the tunnel. And like I said before, the Bills have been great trying to help us along with saying, you know what, we have construction far enough along that we can keep the same course that we've had for the last 2 years. So it's going to be nice for the athletes just to see where the stadium is at this point in construction.
And half marathon starts at 7 in the morning. When will most of the finishers be coming in, do you think, to the 50-yard line?
Last year, I think our slowest competitor was close to 4 hours. We're working with the town of Orchard Park on trying to keep some time limits, but we want to make it friendly for everyone. So we're really trying to – the police department in Orchard Park has been wonderful to deal with, the chief and the assistant chief. So we're trying to keep it to a four-hour limit for the participants. So we're trying to get everyone through the last part of the race, at least by 11 o'clock.
And when the race does end, you have basically a party right on the field, right? A short post-race party right on the field at Ralph Wilson Stadium.
Well, I don't know if you said short, but I will say this. Working with the Bills and have a partner such a great global organization as the Buffalo Bills, I mean, they're really taking over the party end of this for us, and they've really upped the ante this year, and a lot of sponsors have come on board. And with us having Eclipse Multisports on, we're kind of small, and we're a holistic family type of company, and we're always seeking out sponsors. And with a race such as this race and having a partner as the Buffalo Bills and seeing that logo, there are actually a lot of businesses trying to get involved. And I've learned that sometimes it's a nice problem to say no to certain sponsors because there's so much loyalties with a lot of the Bills partners that there are so many of the existing partners that have stepped up on behalf of the Bills that are actually going to make this post-race party the best one we've ever had.
The 50-yard finish is Saturday, June 28th. It's just 12 days away. And, Dan, you'll have pre-race registration and picking up packets. They can do that the day before, starting Friday the 27th, right?
Yes, yes. My lovely wife, Ann, is in charge of all that. She's the brains behind this operation, and she will be running the pre-registration packet pickup at at the field house. And online registration will be open until, I think, midnight, the night before, leading into midnight of the 28th. So Ann really keeps everything in line, streamlines everyone's applications online and walk-ups, and makes it look easy. How she does it, I do not know. But, yeah, we'll be able to do all that before.
And the pre-race registration packet pickup at what we now call the AdPro Sports Training Center, the field house here at One Bills Drive, starting Friday, June 27th. And for more information, people can go to the website, right, buffalobills.com. There's a little tab on the right side with all the information about the 50-yard finish.
Yes, they can go to the Buffalo Bills website. They can also go to eclipsemultisport.com because actually that race right now is headlining our website, so they can get it off either the Buffalo Bills website or the Eclipse website.
And then those of us who work here, we take it for granted sometimes. In fact, I drove in the One Bills Drive today, and there was looked like a family in their minivan out in the parking lot taking pictures of the family with the stadium behind them. Those of us who work here or worked around here for years take it for granted, but it is a special venue and to many people a very important landmark. So it's got to be cool to run a race that finishes right on the 50-yard line inside the stadium, I would think.
Oh, well, with setup and breakdown, and my wife and I do 19 events a year, it kind of becomes, you try to do it without thinking too much. You know, okay, this is what we have to do. This is how we get it done. But when we, every year, coming around this time, the end of June, to be able to work inside that stadium and just look up and catch your breath, I'm in awe every time I'm in that stadium. It's amazing, and it's amazing to be part of an event there. So I'm very humbled by it, but I get excited going through that tunnel. Whether we're putting up fences, race clocks, or the finish line arch, I'm just motivated the whole time just because I'm inside the stadium.
Well, it's coming up soon, Dan. Good luck with this. Thank you for coming on the show tonight to talk with us about it. We appreciate it.
Oh, John, always a pleasure, and thank you for your time.
Sure. Dan Horan of Eclipse Multisport. They're the ones running the 50-yard finish, a half marathon, a 5K run, and a kids race. It's coming up Saturday, June 28th, right here at Ralph Wilson Stadium. You finish at the 50-yard line at Ralph Wilson Stadium. More information on our website, buffalobills.com.